pondered what is at stake in this 2025 NFL season for various players, we stumbled onto this. Josh Allen has the chance to remove his name from a place that no name ever wants to occupy, namely the greatest quarterback never to play in a Super Bowl, because he is that, and it's getting late early for his chances. Allen has already started 13 playoff games. The most that any quarterback ever started before making the big game was 12. Allen has thrown 25 postseason touchdowns. The most anyone else threw before making the Super Bowl was just 17. That was Peyton Manning, by the way. So Allen is well behind the curve, and candidly, it's not as though he can play much better.
Mike Greenberg today,
making the argument that Allen is the best quarterback to ever not start a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Did he also say in there that it's getting late early?
Yes.
As a phrase?
Yes.
What does that mean?
That means you'd be surprised to find out that Allen is...
almost 30?
Yes.
Okay.
I think that's what that means, right?
Where it's late in the early part of his career.
Yes.
Okay.
I owe you the Riverfront Auto Sales Pick of the Week. Looking for luxury without the luxury price tag? This week's Deal of the Week at Riverfront Auto Sales is a sleek 2016 Audi A8 3.0T four-door sedan, smooth, powerful, fully loaded. It won't last long. Hurry and stop by Riverfront Auto Sales today, 1379 Niagara Street, online at riverfrontautosales.com. Call 886-1626. The pick of the week.
Liverpool's thrashing of Southampton tomorrow will be a good one for that. There's preseason action.
It's going to be Arsenal and Manchester United on Sunday. There's an article in The Athletic today about Manchester United, who is a team that's fallen on hard-ish times. And apparently, I got this from Bulldog. He sent me the link. He said that Manchester United are like the drought Bills. Like, what are they doing right now, Joe? They are talking about pool tables and ping pong tables, and everyone has a little more fun. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe we'll just be friends.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Hopefully they don't beat Arsenal, because that would be a disappointing way to start the season. So yeah, pick of the week is going to be that. Final answer.
Not the kingdom tonight?
Not the kingdom, the show about the Chiefs. No, not the kingdom. Not, no.
I look forward to seeing what are the ratings of the kingdom in this market going to be? 0.00001. By the way, speaking of odds, way earlier in the show, just offhand, it was brought up by us. What's more likely, the Bills winning, Josh Allen winning four Super Bowls, or the Sabres winning the Cup this year? And one of our listeners, I don't know how he did this. Maybe he used the odds, I guess, like what the betting odds are this year, and he calculated it. The Sabres odds this year to win the Stanley Cup are 3%.
Okay.
The odds of Josh Allen winning four Super Bowls, he says, are 0.0009%. So there you go.
I don't buy that for a second.
That it's 0.009%?
Yeah, no way.
I
also don't buy that it's 3% for the Sabres.
I agree with that. I think the 3% of the Sabres is more unbelievable. The 0.009 is mostly because why? When he's going to be 30 next year, he's got to get going. It's not just winning four in a career. It's winning four in eight years.
It's definitely a long shot.
Four in eight, basically.
We're talking about two huge long shots here, but I do not buy 3% for the Sabres.
No, 0.03% maybe.
I mean, anyway. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Is Allie in Denver still on hold?
Yes.
Allie, what's up, Allie? How are you?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How's it going?
Good.
I listen to you guys. I'm a teacher, and I listen to y'all on my drive to make sure I'm apprised of the comings and goings of the team. But I was laughing. You guys were talking about Healy's.
Yes.
Every year we have kind of whatever fresh chaos the kids bring to school. Of like, it spinners one year. There's like the Italian brain rot. Like, it's always just something. And probably 3 years ago it was Healy. We had to ban Healy.
Okay.
They're in the hallway during passing period. And it was like a whole to-do. So you guys were talking about Healy's, and I was just chuckling away because they have been to school recently, and it was absolute pandemonium and just pretty funny. So,
what, anyway. Right. Was there something that happened that caused them to be banned, or was it just like, we probably should ban these because something will happen?
We had a kid had their tooth get knocked out because they felt like they collided with each other. They were it was in a middle. I teach middle school, so like,
okay.
You know, they're 13 and 14-year-old boys having a time, and I love that for them. Didn't love the parents not being super happy that their kid had to, you know, have a couple $1,000 dental bill.
Yeah, right.
That
but,
makes sense.
But yeah, so we had to put the kibosh on that because the Heelys were too dangerous. So as we get ready for the new school year, we're all kind of always just curious of what are
it's
they?
It's going to be something, right?
The agents of chaos that they are, but we love them. So
yep.
Anyways, I hope you guys have a good one. Take it easy.
Thanks, Ellie. Thanks for calling in, and have a great school year.
Yeah, you can move on these. I mean, I'm seeing that the world record for
speed on Heelys?
For speed
on
Heelys.
Hold on. I gotta
unofficial Guinness World Record. I think that means it's not official because
Guinness
wouldn't have unofficial records, right?
Right. Would they allow the speed on the Heelys, the shoes? Would they allow a downhill reading? Because if so,
that's a good question.
I'm saying
it's probably it's got to be on flat ground. Any real respectable record has got to be on flat ground.
Okay, then you're not going that fast. You're not going as fast as the fastest rollerblader or roller skater. That's not happening. So the ground speed record in Heelys is going to be like 14 miles per hour.
According to this YouTube video I've been sent, it is 30.
Somebody got to go 30 miles an hour on Heelys?
30 miles per hour on
without
Heelys.
Without a hill?
I'm gonna watch the video to see if it's on a hill.
I mean, that's like riding a scooter that's attached to your feet.
I mean, it is... I mean, it's a wheel on both feet.
True.
So, it is like... You should be able to go... Theoretically, you should be able to go as fast on Heelys as you go on rollerblades, right? You actually have less friction because you have fewer wheels that are hitting the ground. Does that make sense? I'm trying to do science at 9:40. You know what I mean? Like,
hold on.
I think the more wheels, the slower you go.
I'm trying to do science as part of an open going forward. I'm trying to do science. Because when you said that, I thought, that doesn't not
okay.
make sense.
This video I'm watching, he's going downhill, going 30 miles per hour.
I think you can't get as fast on Heelys as you can on rollerblades because of the motion of generating the forward force.
Okay, here we go. It looks like on flat surface, it looks like 16 miles per hour. Looks like might be the record, which is about what you said, right?
Yeah. I said 14. Was it 16?
16.
All right.
I think I'm riding with 16. I think though, rollerblades, how fast can you go on rollerblades?
Oh, fast.
I mean, I played roller hockey forever, but, like, you're doing so much stopping and starting that, like, I don't know. How fast are you moving? 20 miles per hour?
28 is the record on rollerblades.
28?
That's my guess.
Let's find out.
You looking it up?
I'm looking it up.
This is perfect for that game called Wits and Wagers. Have you ever played that game?
Yes.
That's what this is right here, just guessing things you don't know.
Well, because you would say 28, and then Josh and Owen would bet on whether or not higher or lower than his 28. That's Wits and Wagers. It's a great game.
Jake writes in on the YouTube feed, would you rather wear LA Light shoes or moon boots? Now, I definitely had moon boots.
Okay, I've worn moon boots. I didn't have moon boots, but I had a friend that had them.
And you wore your friend's moon boots?
Like the moon shoes, you know, like the ones where you like they're almost like a trampoline on your feet.
No, those
that's
are
the toy. There's actually a brand that.
Oh, okay.
It's a type of boot. It's the kind. They look a lot like Uggs, except they're. Whatever. The material is you can wear them in snow. Kids wore moon boots when I was a kid. That's what you wore in snowy environments, moon boots.
Gotcha.
You didn't have to lace them up. You know, a lot like Uggs.
World record for inline skate. See, this though is it says in a downhill event is 82 miles per hour.
Okay, downhill.
Yeah, what are we doing with downhill?
I could put on rollerblades and jump out of a plane and I would hit higher than 82 miles per hour and I don't get to claim that number. he's going 200 miles an hour straight down.
Yeah,
that's always cheating. That's you know who calling it out right now. You know who else cheats? The peregrine falcon cheats as being the fastest bird in the world,
what?
Fastest animal. It dives. That's cheating.
But we're doing that with all the birds, right? Aren't we, on how fast they're moving? It's always going to
maybe
be the dive.
The peregrine falcon dives straight down and gets credit for full speed on that as, so, like, the fastest animal.
So would you
and I,
want,
for one, I think it's nonsense.
What you want is a race then just on the flying straight ahead.
I want a race on your own power, not gravity.
But all of it is gravity. And,
cheetahs
and,
cheetahs are doing the work when they run 75. Peregrine falcons are falling straight.
Wow. You're calling peregrine falcons frauds?
That's right. Fraud watch. The peregrine falcon is a fraud.
It's a fraud. Wow.
It's a really cool bird, and it's pretty cool that they can do that. But the ability to pull out of that dive is more impressive than the ability to actually execute the dive itself, which I guess pulling out of the dive is the execution. Anyway, whatever. Can you believe it's not Friday?
53 miles per hour. For inline skates on flat ground,
all right.
53 miles per hour. It's a lot faster than Heelys.
That's really fast.
I guess the thing about Heelys is...
You better wear your wrist guards.
You know why? You know the biggest difference there is you can continue to skate while you're moving forward on, like, inline skates, whereas Heelys, your only power is when you run. You run, and then once you're on the wheels, that's it. There's no more pushing off.
Right.
So then you really, it's more like paragliding after that compared to, like, yeah.
It's like paragliding.
Yeah, there's no power source. You're just going with whatever power you let off with.
You've convinced me. I never had Heelys. I missed out. Extendo Sports coming up to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on WG.